So Thomas, in helping me to finish this home, in helping me purchase a ticket to London, did that knowing that it could mean me wanting to leave the country and sell my home. Or sell my home and move to a new country. He did it knowing that. He also did it because he wanted me to feel like I could make the decision from a grounded place, not needing to sell my home or my car in order to get to those places of a finished home or another country. Just being able to do it. And I think what I'm realizing through this is that I already knew that I wanted to sell the house and the car. Without putting it on the market or needing the ticket. It's as if it helped me come to that conclusion at another level. Because I am just planning to go for a visit, and I still want to sell my home. So it's telling to me that that is what I want at another level. I don't want to visit and just come back to here. It's time for something new. Or the restart of something that I know a little bit of. London life. Yeah, it's time for that. Thomas is able, he's able to open his heart that wide. In order to help me figure out what I want. That's unattachment to the outcome. That goes along with things that are out of our control, which is the outcome of our efforts. I read in an article Thomas sent me from the New York Times, talking about what's in our control and what's out of our control. Great article. Being in this bathtub is beautiful. Thomas helped me design it. We both loved the color of the blue-green tile, and then he suggested adding the white stripe And it was an excellent idea. It's beautiful. And also, I remember I started some of this introspective work in a bathtub in Camden. I believe that's Zone 2 in London. And it wasn't nearly as fancy as this bathroom. And I still loved it just the same. I loved being in that bathtub for hours. And I have loved being in this one for hours. And I'm sure I could find another bathtub I love just as well and just as much. And again, I am thankful for this experience.